I have two questions. Mm-hmm. One is for sloth and torpor, Tina and Mita. It said it's overcome by vitaka. But why not virya?
Because we cannot know better than the Buddha.
Okay.
So many things to say against the teachings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just one thing, the lopa is underlined. Mm-hmm. Everything. But we have to find out whether whenever there is tina mita, it's bhavitaka. See?
Yes.
So they arise together.
They arise together?
Yeah.
That's
because vitaka arises with almost every citta except the ten.
The ten. That's why it's kind of strange. It's overcome by vitaka. They arise together.
Because you see the different ones, that which accompany the wholesome, the satta and the other, the kusala can overcome. But when it is a kusala, they go together. Because with a vitaka, citta cannot have the touching of the object. And at that moment, even there is touching, the other cetasikas, dina and mita arise. It can arise with any moment. So it cannot be the same moment. It has to be the other moments with kusala, cetasikas. So reasonable for everything to think, even by oneself, how come to be together and how come to be overcome by the other woman, which must be kusala.
Yeah, must be kusala, or even higher kusala, like a jhana. Jhana
it depends on whenever there is kusala moment, there can never be a kusala jetasika at all. Because of the strength of the company of the kusala jetasikas work together.
And for dhatu, what's so special or significant about a mano dhatu, with the adverting citta?
So, what are the three, the first three, six dhammas? Okay, mano dhatu, what is that?
The three cittas, right?
Okay, what are they?
The adverting consciousness, panchatvara, jivana.
Panchatvara vachana.
Vachana. Vachana. And also the kusala and akusala
sampatijana.
What's so special about the three or significance of separation?
Because we have to classify citta by way of aramana. Seeing cannot have other object.
No.
Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. While the sampatijana and santirana can experience. For sampatijana, only five objects can be experienced.
If seven.
You don't experience other object rather than the five objects,
the
sampatijana, sampatijana, and santirana can experience all objects. It can arise through mind, or
yeah.
So the question is.
The question is what. Are the three so special and they are separated?
Because they can experience just five objects only.
Okay.
That's why it's different from mano vijnana dhatu.
The five objects, you mean the seven rupas through?
The seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. The panchatavara vacha means five objects.
But when I say seven rupas, because the body sense has
how many objects panchatvara vachana can experience? How many?
Seven different rupas.
How many rupas does the panchatvara vachana can experience?
Through five sense door.
Okay.
But the
and that's why it's monotatu, because it can experience only five sense door.
Right.
And sampatijana also can experience only the five senses.
Okay, that's why they are separated.
Different from that which can experience six now.
Right, okay.
It can be divided by way of six or by way of 18. It depends. What are the patalabana function by what kind of citta?
The mind door process.
And sense now as well.
Dhamma
and the javana. Mm-hmm. When the object hasn't fallen away yet, the Thalabana as the Savana. When the object hasn't fallen away yet, the clinging as it is the vipaka of the sensuous citta it doesn't leave the rupa to stay alone. It is reasoned by kamma, the same kamma as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it performs the Palamana function. Just take mm-hmm. two more mm-hmm. moments.
That's Aramana.
The Paramana.
Right.
That is Tatha.
Mm-hmm. Tatha, right.
Yeah. Same object.
Mm-hmm. So they are attached to taste. That's
citta.
Accumulation.
What kind of citta? See, attachment. Akusala loba.
Mm.
No one there.
Mm.
No cat, no dog. It's just that which arises and is attached because of the lopa cittasika mm-hmm. arises with the citta.
And for dogs, the smelling is so...
The smell, the air, the same for mm-hmm. everything, strong and less, depending on conditions. Therefore, understanding. Mm-hmm. But the importance is to develop right understanding directly. That's all. So when there is no doubt, there can be moments of developing understanding by moment to moment,
mm-hmm.
not by anyone. So sometimes when akusala citta arises, whether there is the thought about what one has learnt in order to understand that or not, depending on conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes very quietly and naturally.
Mm.
No one knows how it works. Each cetasika. Like with dukkha. When it is when it touched that object,
mm-hmm.
not by anyone's control, it
right.
has a reason by conditions. So even thinking about what is not under control,
mm-hmm.
every moment.
Say people are shopping in a mall, and then because there's a desire to look for one particular shiny thing, so.
Depending on vitaka, the accumulation, the jarita, and the whatever.
And that could also condition the vitaka.
There must be conditions for each moment.
Hmm. I can condition seeing also.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's conditioned already.
Right, conditioned by past karma. Seeing is conditioned by past karma, but it is conditioned also by like Upanishad Pachan, like now.
That is past too.
Also past.
Upanishad.
Mm.
Even the Anantara Upanishad, the succession, the past one conditioned is.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about it, it's the word. But when we understand it and understand the very present moment, is different. Moment, see. But even to think about it is very difficult for those who haven't accumulation enough to think about. The thinking is conditioned to think about other things all the time. That's why hearing is one condition.
Yes. And we never know if the banya accumulated there is even higher. It could be even higher.
Yeah, that's why it's so natural, unexpected. Otherwise, it can be the object of self again,
mm-hmm.
when it can be expected.
So the capability of thinking, like human, is much better than
animals. Because you see that only a flash of experiencing the five senses though, and then all are thinking.
Right. So for a person at a good level of banya who can think very well, it could be reborn in the future not thinking well.
And
right?
The daily life is different from the others.
The daily life is different.
Little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have banya begin to see the very details of everything better than before.
So you mean the detail is still necessary? The very detail.
Because usually people just do not pay attention to be good for the details.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea of self is so very common to everything in life, just I first. Mm. But when it's more detailed, the other first.
Mm-hmm. You have someone put together an article and you gave a speech about the Paccaya. You gave example of the first Lobha Munachitta. The first Lobha Munachitta. You explain all the 22 Paccaya involved.
Brief.
Yeah, in brief, right. That's yes. Excellent. That's it.
Because you see that we better not have so many details while there is no clear understanding of the Paccaya in brief. Each one should be understood clearly.
The summary of the 24 Paccaya. Mm-hmm. Explained was only one Lobha Munachitta can have so complex.
Yes.
Oh, this one is a very nice summary.
Because before there can be so great or big greater understanding, it should be from the very beginning. Otherwise, if one just passed, try to have more, not enough good understanding, clearly. We do not mind about the details as before.
Right.
Because we see that it's just that which hasn't been already experienced yet.
Right. Right.
So just take away the intention, the core of the teachings, just to understand that which appears.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's like the test, that the understanding is not enough, it's not clear enough. Just one very superficial understanding.
Like before I started, the conditionality of Paccaya. I mean, Nina's book, Conditionality of Life. And I was very happy. I was amazed by the 24 Paccaya. And after that, I'm quite satisfied when you say by condition.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it could be Hetu Paccaya or it could be the other Paccaya,
yes.
But it doesn't matter. It's
because as one understands that everything has to be conditioned to arise, how can we understand how many conditions now?
Mm.
And the big difference between the combination of moment to moment and no understanding the characteristic of that which is yourself.
And the second stage of the Vipassana Jnana is knowing the conditions. The second stage. Yeah.
But it's not by thinking about it.
No.
See,
okay.
By having more understanding of the true nature of it.
True nature of each Dharma.
It's conditioned
already,
otherwise it cannot arise.
So we still need to think about intellectually about a condition, Paccaya,
different. That is thinking, it's not directly understanding.
No, no. But can that accumulation of thinking...
But it's lying all the time under each moment. Is the understanding of what that it has to be conditioned. So whatever arises, you understand just by condition. But you don't have to think like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment of different characters show up, it means that they are different by conditions that you have understood before, and it becomes clearer. No need to think about that because they are different.
Mm. But does thinking, for example, does thinking about the summary of 24 Paccaya condition?
Just before the moment when it appear well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by understanding as underlying foundation.
But thinking firmly can help condition.
At that moment.
Okay, at that moment, right.
It's not thinking because it appears. Yeah. With Panya, which knows about the condition. So clear that it does not expect anything, any moment at all. And the proof is that the understanding how much about what one has heard about the truth. It's conditioned, see? We do not yet understand the true and real characteristic of a reality as a reality. But we keep on thinking about that. As roots and conditions.
Mm.
It's there, but not the same moment. In order to understand that which is conditioned, No need to say that that is aramana. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Yeah, see. But it's there because citta experienced that. So lobha is very sneaky. Like the space in between each kalapa.
I don't think about that. I think that's how that's
because
amazing.
You see that it's there no matter right. What appears. Yeah. Until even lobha is not high. See? Mm. How long will it get to that understanding? Now. Otherwise, the lobha with ditti cannot be eradicated.
And ditti is eradicated before lobha. That's because lobha accumulates much more than ditti.
Because it depends on whenever there is ditti, the characteristics of lobha does not appear. Just one characteristic appears. Mm-hmm. So attention is to just one kind of reality. When ditti appears, nothing can appear. Mm. When lobha appears, nothing can appear. Mm. That's why it's so very, how can there be the distinct moment of this is not that? Mm-hmm. Not just by thinking, but not by considering, but by the nature of it, the characteristic appear as it is. Mm. Well, because of panya of that degree is different from the intellectual understanding.
For lobha without ditti, and most of the time it could be mana.
Even they arise together. Lobha arises with ditti and lobha arises with mana.
Right.
Just one characteristic appears. The mana cannot be the lobha.
No.
And the lobha cannot be ditti. Mm-hmm. See?
And why? What's the reason mana and ditti could not arrive together?
Because when there is ditti, it's wrong understanding. Mm-hmm. Even without it, there still mana can arise. Otherwise, they arise together. Impossible to eradicate.
They arise together.
If they arise together, mm-hmm. one cannot be eradicated because they arise together.
But moha also arrived together with ditti.
Yes, because it's the deep condition for all dhammas, not only akusa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, right.
Who knows that mana and ditti does not arise together, but when it appears, ditti, mana cannot appear it because it's not there.
Because it's much easier to think about lobha and dosa cannot arise together because by their contradiction each other. But mana and ditti is difficult to.
Because the clinging is the close, near conditions for mana.
Okay, the cause, the near condition from.
When there is attachment, there can be mana. As when there is attachment, there cannot be dosa. So when there is dosa, there cannot be mana. Because mana needs clinging, not the dosa to be its condition.
Mm-hmm. And omana is the opposite of mana.
It means what?
I read a long time ago, I think it's from Nina's book about the opposite of mana is omana.
What does it mean?
It's the opposite of pride.
Pride and mana is the same.
Yeah. So omana is the opposite of pride.
Mana is pride.
Yeah, mana is pride. Omana is opposite.
So what is omana?
Like a low self-esteem.
What is the nature of omana?
I'll check that. It's a while ago when I read that, when I look at the
what
omana.
What is the Pali translation of omana? In English or in Thai or whatever? What kind of mana is omana?
Let me look it up. It's been a while ago, a long time ago. Nina has a very good book about all the Chittasika. every Jatasika has a few pages description. I can check it now.
Mm-hmm. And mana must be always mana, no matter it's by different surround.
So for lower, for self-disrespect, that's just all mana, one of the mana. But it can be confusing because they self-disrespect. So mana sounds like come with self, ditti together.
I asked the Pali expert. Think that we, or I am lower, and samana is equal.
This means superior, or samana is equal. It's from Vibhanga, the book Vibhanga.
What about?
The book of analysis classifies conceit in many different ways in order to know different aspects. We read, for example, about self-disrespect conceit or mana. It's page 881.
Lower.
When someone has self-disdain or self-contempt, he still upholds himself and finds himself important.
High one or low one?
Even the low one, because I am important. Yeah. But there is another term, adimana. Adimana. Here means overestimating conceit.
I don't know why it's over, because it can be that person, high quality, but he think that I am, just have that high quality or higher than the other.
Right, because adi means higher, right?
Yes.
But adimana here means overestimating in the book of analysis, chapter 17.
But it depends on the understanding and the translation. For example, mana is always think about the self. And so while one is thinking about myself or I, it depends on whether it is equal or lower or higher. Higher means I know better and I have such high understanding, something like that.
But here the book said, means what is overestimating conceit in not having reached. There is perception of having reached. Like a jhana, someone who or enlightenment, has not reached enlightenment, but have the perception reached already.
Is it not titi?
Yeah, that sounds like a... but it's quotes from the books.
Yes, Vibhanga, but right. We have to understand right. That when one is so high, understanding or what level it is, birth or family, and one deem oneself as I am that, higher than the other.
If higher than the other, that's mana,
it's
right?
It's true, but why do we have mana to be there?
Why do we have mana?
Yeah, right? If there is no mana, it's all right. Who am I? It's exactly the same like the other, but when I'm higher, it's all right. You do not treat the other bad or things like that. Even when it's higher, with a mana, one don't take it serious as I'm higher. So it depends on the translation and the understanding. Even when it's so much quite over, it's still mana to be higher than the other.
But for the Aryans, there's no I already.
Only Arahata can eradicate the
mana. Right. But the Aryan, the before Arahant.
No more.
No more ditti, but still mana.
But I'm higher. Good family, good knowledge.
But there's no I already for them.
I can be eradicated only by Arahata. What we can see is only the gross one. But when it's the very fine one.
Oh, you mean?
Before it is known to be eradicated, it has to reach the degree of Arahata.
But Sankhaya ditti is eradicated.
It's by Sotapanna.
Right.
But mana, the Arahata, only can eradicate.
But for anagami, there's no sense of I. There's mana, for anagami, there's mana. But there's no I, right? For anagami.
Mana is three, with lopa, or with ditti, or with mana.
I mean, there's no ditti for anatta.
No ditti, no wrong understanding at all.
No,
but the feeling,
no sense.
Yes.
No I.
But I with attachment, I with our view, and I with mana are different.
Okay.
So tapana does not, the I with mana, with wrong view. Mm-hmm. So tapana, sakitha, thami, anatta. But they do have mana.
Mm-hmm.
As I with mana, but not with wrong view.
Okay. Because I thought mana is about comparing.
Even Aruba Brahma, do they have mana?
Yeah, sure.
Say, no one to compare. Aruba Brahma in the Aruba Brahma plane.
But they only have kusala citta arise, right?
Not. There must be a kusala as well. Otherwise, how can those latent tendency would condition what? Only kusala? Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Must be lopa. Mm-hmm. Attachment to even one's quality of being able to have jhana, that to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
So the mana is there. But when one hasn't attained that degree, one has only the gross mana according to the panya. As panya is sotapanna, there is still mana.
So when I'm compare which one is better, is there mana? There is mana. It's a comparing.
With who?
Superior.
With what?
This one compared to this one is superior
that
than the other one. That's
all.
Mana.
No mana. It's not mana.
It's not mana.
Mana is the...
Have to be...
Dharma, which think about one's own as higher, lower, or equal.
Not about
I am equal with the grape.
No, not equal. Superior. The grape is superior than the other grapes.
No.
No, okay.
Impossible. No one can change the reality of the grape and the water. Water is water, grape is grape. How can you say that grape is better than water?
Okay, so it has to be about the
you,
I.
The I.
Even for anagami, the comparison is about the conduct is better than the other conduct.
Whenever there is I am very important.
Uh-huh.
I am asotapanna, or I am the anagami, or I am the Rupa Brahma, that is mana.
Okay.
So when people think about mana when there is compare, that's not enough.
Okay.
Whenever there is mana, the feeling of the I as I, big I, or smaller, still I, or even there is no one, I.
Okay, so for anagami, even the comparison, about comparison.
It's the feeling that you are important.
Even though
what you are.
Even though the person.
No one there.
Even
all.
The area, no, there's
even
no one.
Even today, I might see, not thinking about the others, I'm so very important to be such and such as you be. But still, you can feel inferior or superior or equal.
Yeah, for non-Aryan, it's.
The same. Mana is the same.
Right, but Aryan, there's no I, right?
No I with didi only. But there's still I with attachment, lopa, and I with mana. That's why we have to understand the difference of I. I by wrong view, see, no understanding of nama and rupa. But I, when even one has eradicated wrong view, it's still important. As long as it's there, it can be conditioned for mana to arise. When I'm not like anagami, arahata, but when one has become anagami, I am anagami, no matter there's anyone or not. I have reached, I have gained, I have eradicated such the lower akusla.
Superior panna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm not arahata. See,
okay.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not completely eradicated, absolutely. One feels one like, is not like the one who has importance to oneself, but actually, when time comes, you know, it appears, otherwise there cannot be the eradication of it if it's not known.
Mm-hmm.
If one does not see, even right now. So while one's talking on Dhamma, or while one is listening to Dhamma, who knows whether there is the idea. That person does not understand. Why not? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
See? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
No idea about that is mana of
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even there is no one, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
See, I is there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people can see mana when there is comparison,
mm-hmm.
but not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as it hasn't been eradicated, anagami, in the Brahma world, see,
mm-hmm.
otherwise no need to know more better if they do not have their mana. Even just the taint of akura, if it's still there, no eradication yet. So it's how great panya is to see that, to know that there is still the taint of akusala, no matter ignorance, which condition attachment, which condition mana. That's why only the word and the translation we have to understand reality. That how can anagami have mana? As anagami still have mana, it has been to sotapanna as well. Grows then anagami's mana. To consider what's right and wrong, how deep it is, what about the difference between the two. Because even the Arupa Brahma, no one there
mm-hmm.
to be known, but still there is I,
mm-hmm.
the importance of I. Or I am I, see?
Mm-hmm. Anagami cannot have omana, right?
Pardon?
Omana
is lower. Omana is lower.
Mm-hmm. Lower mana.
And
Atti
is higher.
Yeah. Because omana kind of condition dosa.
Anything can condition dosa.
But anagami has no dosa, so.
So it can have only lopa without, with the mana.
Mm-hmm.
And no dosa.
Right.
When there is the idea of I, it's lopa.
Mm-hmm.
Even inferior, it's I.
But inferior condition dosa.
Lopa.
Condition that arises on
lopa
later on different
can condition
moment.
Dosa. So it does mean that the inferior or the superior cannot condition dosa.
Mm-hmm.
When one is bad trait because one thinks that one is superior,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes because of I'm inferior.
Mm-hmm. Mana is quite torturing. Right? Mana torture the mind. Torture.
What do you mean?
Mana can arise with pleasant feeling. But I mean, the fact there is mana.
It arises with lopa, so
right.
you cannot have that. Yeah,
unpleasant feeling.
Unpleasant feeling.
But still, it's torture, the mind, restless.
Is it good?
No.
To have the feeling with pleasure that I'm better.
Is it good? It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's it can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Because it can be reacted only by Arahata.
You see, Divadatta even go to the hell. Divadatta even go to the lowest hell. Divadatta. The one who attacked the Buddha, his cousin.
Tevadatta.
That's mana, right? He think he knows better than the Buddha.
Because of envy.
Envy, Isa, okay. Not because he think he knows better.
He still have mana, so who
yeah.
knows by
yeah,
what?
Right, right.
Yeah? It's
right.
our own thought about
right.
who had this or who has that because
yeah.
of the or that. But
so many different moments.
Jitas are the as they are. And we cannot understand all moments because all conditions arising and falling away. Nothing to be known anymore. And it's gone.
Mm-hmm.